News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, the HSE confirmed yesterday that there were over 500 no-shows at a Dublin vaccination centre after appointments for healthcare workers were duplicated. Joining me to discuss this is Chairman of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley. You're very welcome to News Talk Breakfast, Dr. McCauley. Your reaction to this error, it seems, in the vaccine rollout where we had this duplication involving hundreds of vaccines and hundreds of appointments?
I suppose the important thing is that vaccines weren't actually wasted, but I think it's to do with the IT systems, really. I think it's clear, it's important to clarify that these were HSE-run clinics. There are three things going on presently. The GPs are giving the vaccines to the over 70s. There are HSE-run clinics which are doing to healthcare workers and also to the very high-risk and soon the GPs, I would feel the massive majority of GPs will be starting the very high-risk, but that'll be done through the actual surgeries. I think it's the IT systems. There's probably people on numerous lists within the HSE, and that's actually what's happening. And I think when you're dealing with a vaccination of, now I think 800,000 people, an actual doubling of appointments is not ideal at all, but at least the vaccines weren't actually wasted.
Yes, and this is it, and this is the important thing to say. They haven't been wasted, but then there's a lot of scrambling around to get ensure that the vaccines are going in the right arms there, Dr. McCauley. But from the perspective of someone who's right in the heart of this matter, you're giving the vaccines every day, as you say, GPs are over the weekend vaccination centres. Do you think that it needs to be more streamlined? You know, we are into this. We're right in the heart of it. We're being told the efforts are going to be ramped up hugely in the coming months in order to vaccinate the entire population. What needs to be done now so we don't see more of this duplication?
I think it's the infrastructure, the identification of these patients. I think it should be easier soon. In that, when you look at what's going to happen in the sort of short to medium term now, the medically vulnerable are going to be identified, and also people are going to be identified by their actual dates of birth. So I think it's going to be much, much more straightforward. If you have a healthcare worker who's worked in four different departments, he's possibly going to get three or four different texts. But presently going forward, the medically vulnerable people are to be identified by going forward. There's been an issue with the medically vulnerable in the hospitals because, once again, their actual database isn't great. But the vast majority of GPs are fully computerized. So I would expect going forward, the GPs that decide to vaccinate the medically vulnerable, identifying the people should be straightforward. And at the regional vaccination centres, I think it'll be just dates of birth. So I think hopefully there will be just one list of people with their actual dates of birth. So the doctors will vaccinate the medically vulnerable, and the mass vaccination clinics or the regional vaccination clinics will do people by their dates of birth. So hopefully there's just one list of dates of birth.
Okay, so you're saying it's going to get less complex from here on in, given that we're changing the system and removing those cohorts?
Yes, I think so. I think there was an issue. I think the very high risk, the people who, the people with cancers and people with very bad diabetes and so forth, there was initially an assumption they all attended the hospital. That was factually inaccurate. Secondly, the actual IT system being able to identify these people in the hospital, they found that was very, very difficult. But funny, we can, in general practice, it is more straightforward, and we have found that it is a very streamlined system. And we've been asked to do this for the last week to identify these people and to submit the names today to the HSE. And I would expect that it's an extra burden to our members, but we want to do it because it's ethically important that we do it. So hopefully most people will get that list in by today or at the latest Tuesday.
Do you think incidents like this, stories that we're hearing about this duplication and people not showing up for appointments, do you think the public are losing confidence in the rollout?
I think no, but I can understand exactly why. I think from the very beginning, we've all been frustrated. We seem to have been reacting to everything. You know, we've tried so hard and nothing was working. But now there is hope beginning. I think we all see that if we can get ourselves to an 80% coverage, that things are fine. But we wanted to be ethical and we wanted to be organized. And people are frustrated, and that frustration turns to irritability. I think that, you know, when we see inappropriate things, when we see waste, it's only natural that we will get very upset. I think this month, it's always this month is the important one, but this month is the important one. Nearly 1 million vaccines are coming. And if it's given relatively efficiently, and if it's given to the appropriate people, I would hope you'll see the emotions change from what it is in the Republic at the present minute to what it is in Northern Ireland. If you speak to anybody, I'm in the border county. You know, I interact with people who have been vaccinated in Northern Ireland, and the body language and the whole sense of hope is much greater there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully by the end of this month, we will have the positive waves rather than the negative waves.
Okay, you're leaving it on an optimistic note there this morning. Chairman of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley, thank you for joining us on Newstalk Breakfast.